I'll let her explain that, Nagemi says, glancing at Case, after you and I have sorted present business. He hefts the carpet bag in Baranov's direction, as if indicating the nature of that business. To Case, Hobbs has room for only one visitor at a time. Excuse us, please. He climbs into the caravan, which sways on its springs alarmingly, with a sound like a rattling of empty bottles. I doubt we'll be long. Tedious cunt, Baranov says, though whether about her, Nagemi, or life, she can't tell. Nagemi, hunched almost double beneath the low roof, settles himself on something unseen, casts Case an apologetic look, and closes the door. Alone now, though aware of their muffled voices, she looks toward the other caravans. Some are more dilapidated than Baranov's, others newer and slightly larger. She doesn't like them. To escape their lines of sight, she walks around Baranov's, finds herself facing the wire fence and the dead-looking brick buildings. Likes this no better. Beneath her breath recites the duck-in-the-face mantra. There is a black cable between the toes of her suede boots from Parco. She looks back and sees where it snakes from a vent in the side of Baranov's caravan. She walks forward, following it, and finds the point where it's been inserted through the fence, close to the ground. It leads off through tussocks of yellowing grass towards the brick compound. Electricity? From MI5 or whatever other keepers? Hello, Nagemi calls her from the side of the caravan. Come and have your talk with Hobbs. He won't bite you. He might actually be in a better mood now. She walks back, pretending not to notice the cable. Go on, says Nagemi. He glances at the old-fashioned calculator watch on his wrist, its chrome case flashing in the wan sunlight. In his other hand, the carpet bag looking heavier. I don't know how long he might give you. I'd like to catch the next train, if we can. The caravan sways as she climbs in, blinking in the dark, a gloom that reeks of stale cigarette ash and unwashed clothing, horribly close. Sit down, Baranov orders. Close the door. She does, discovering that what she sits on consists of chair-high stacks of books, very old ones, large, jacketless volumes with dull cloth covers. He leans forward. Journalist?